This is Eretz Pod, the podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timeless Torah insights and timely reflections on the Parsha. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
Today is not only Shlishi of Parshat Tetzaveh, but also Zayin Adar. Zayin Adar is known, according to Chazal and Surah, as both the birthday as well as the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. And so there are different minhagim. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch. There's actually minhag to fast today. On the other hand, it's the there are those who make document and minhag not to say tachanun and to make a kiddush because the birthday and the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. But what I want to draw your attention to is a certain irony. And I think it happens every single year. I didn't go through the calendar just to make sure 100%, but based on my observation, it seems to be every year. Regardless of whether the year is a normal year, or as in this year, a Shana Mu'uberet, a leap year, Zayin Adar always falls out in Parshat Tetzaveh. The reason why I say that that's an irony is based on the words of the observation of the tour, and that at the beginning of the Parsha. Balaturim says that if you take a look at Parshat Tetzaveh, Parshat Tetzaveh is the only Parsha, starting in Parshat Shemot until the end of the Torah, in which the name of Moshe Rabbeinu does not appear. It starts by Tat Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael, and from that point on, there is no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu by name. The Balaturim attributes this to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu himself in next week's Parsha, in Parsha Kitisa, when Moshe, when he is pleading B'nai Yisrael's case in the wake of the Egel, so he says, Mecheni na misifrecha. He says, if you're not going to listen to my pleas on their behalf, then wipe me out, erase me from your book. And the tour says that when a person says something, so it resonates, especially when it's a tzaddik, the caliber of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that plea, if you will, was fulfilled partially in this week's parsha, that his name isn't mentioned. But that's very ironic, after all. This should be Moshe's parsha. It's Zayin Adar, and it always falls out that way. The Gra takes it one step further. The Gra makes an observation, which I guess you could put into the... you'll see what I mean by it. It's very... interesting observation. The observation is based on the gematria of Moshe's name. But what's known as the gematria nisteret, the hidden gematria. In other words, every letter, so we're all familiar with gematria, let's say if Moshe would say the gematria is 345, right? Mem is 40, Shin is 300, He is 5. But there's a gematria nisteret. What's a gematria nisteret? If you finish the letter, Mem of Moshe, so has another mem added, right, the 40. The shin is yud nun, to finish the letter shin. So that's 56. And hey has a other hey to finish out that sound. So that comes out together to 101. And the Gra points out there are exactly 101 psukim in Parshat Tetzaveh. Now, there it is. Moshe is hidden, but he's there, because there are 101 psukim in the parshat. So that's I would generally put that, you see, some smiles in the audience, right? Okay, that's a very cute observation. What is there? But it's the Gra, right? It's the Vilna Gaon. What is the depth to that observation? So I think, though, it actually has a very, very powerful, resonates for me personally very powerfully, and I'll tell you why. Because I took a quick count, and I might have been off by one or two. Right? It's true Moshe's name is never mentioned in the Parsha, but he is everywhere in the Parsha. Moshe is the person who God is addressing in the Parsha over and over again. He's the one who is, from the very beginning, Atat tetzaved b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayitzach. You should command b'nei Yisrael and they should bring to you the oil. Moshe is the one who is commanded to put on the, both to fashion and to put on the garments of the Kohen Gadol, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohenim Hedyatot. Moshe Rabbeinu in the second half of the Parsha is the person who is responsible for the Shivat Yimei Miluim. He acts as the Kohen Gadol during that week. And all the time, and I made a count, I came to about 143. I might be off by a few. But there are 143 second-person references in this week's Parsha referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. His name is never mentioned, but he is everywhere in the Parsha, right? Just do that, the math. It's about 1.4 mentions of Moshe to every Pasuk, okay? So you have a really an incredible, I said before, an irony. Now I'll say it's a paradox. Moshe isn't mentioned, but he's everywhere. And I think this is exactly what the Gra is trying to get at. It's true, Moshe's name isn't in the Parsha, but the hidden gematria, if you will, his hidden influence, that is the 101 psukim of the Parsha, that is the entire Parsha, that is the story of the Parsha. What can we gain from this? There's the pasuk in Kohelet, Tov Shem Mishem and Tov V'yom Hamavet Miyom Hivaldo. That would say pasuk in the seventh parak of Kohelet. So says that a good name, Tov Shem and Mishem and Tov. So a good name is more important than the finest of oils, and the day of death more than the day of birth. Strange connection between those two things. The Tanchuma, another Midrashim, so makes the following observation. Basically it says, when a person's born, so we all celebrate a birth. And we all mourn a death. And that's the way it should be. But if you think about it, that's the first half and the second half of the Pasuk. When a person is born, you have no idea what's going to happen to that person's life. You know, there was a study done, right, where you prisoners on death row, their baby pictures are just as cute as everybody else's baby pictures. You have no idea when you take a look at a baby, is this baby going to become an incredible leader, incredible influence for good, or is this person, this baby, Rahman al-Itslan, going to go in the other direction? There's no way to know. What you know when a person finishes their life, that's the Tov Shem Mishem and Tov. Because what's the Shem? It's not just the name. The name means the person's reputation. It means what the person has fashioned for himself or herself over the course of his lifetime. That is the Tov Shem Mishem and Tov. But we normally think of a person's name, that's their reputation, that's their fame, as it were. But in reality, I think that for most of us, and I talk of us looking in the future a few hundred years from now, because I also look back a few hundred years in the other direction. And how many of us can name our ancestors more than a generation or two back? How many of us can go back a few generations and pick up seven generations? Okay, so Liner can. That's great. But most of us can't. And the idea is that those people made certain contributions every single day of their lives that bring us to where we are today. the impact that they did, and we'll never know what they did. But that's, in a way, their gematria nisteret. And that's what all of us have. But the question is, what kind of influence do we have on ourselves? What shem do we build for ourselves? And also, what nistar do we build for ourselves? Today, Zayin Adar is the yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's also the yortzeit of a very special person who I had the schut to meet the later years of his life. Naftali Michael ben Netanel Rothner, Zichrono Livracha. This is the 19th yortzeit. The learning today is dedicated in his memory. And I can tell you that it's, there are both of these elements that really apply to him as well. His Shem Tov was, without a doubt, anyone who ever met him knew that this was a person who was the consummate gentleman and also a very quiet leader. He was a person who was a successful business person, but he was responsible for the establishment of shuls in Chicago, where he lived, of schools in Chicago, which today are the largest schools in Chicago, but at the time, in the 40s and the 50s, when he established them, they barely had a minion of students. And he impacted on his community, he impacted on his family. Now today, and you can, if you Google Nathan and Shirley Rothner, so you'll see that there are, Baruch Hashem, many Torah institutions and other institutions that and programs that are named the Shem Tov in their memory. But the impact, the Gematria Nisteret, is far outweighs, I would say, the Shem Tov, the part that that people see, and to a large extent that impact includes Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi as well. We have impact, Rabotai. The impact can be what people know about us, our Shem Tov, but ultimately most of our impact is our gematria nistera. We should always be thinking about what kind of impact we will have, even if no one necessarily says our name. So today, when we can learn li'ilui neshama, and we can mention a name, and we can say Naftali Michael ben Netanel Rothner Zichrono Livracha, and we can take that gematria nistera and turn it into the Shem Tov, so it's a tremendous switch for us, and our learning should be the Ilui Nishmato.
Thank you for listening. You can dedicate and sponsor an episode by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. Leave us a good rating wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others to find us. We really appreciate your support, and thank you for learning with us.